flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:31. It is Tuesday, still January the 28th. Thank you guys for being here. I'm just waiting for this month to be over. It is just never ending. We still have the rest of the week to go.
I love how you said it's still January. Yeah. When is it February? On Friday?
It'll be February 1st on Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, we still have to get through the rest of this week. But it is coming. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And then February is like, it's like a snap. It just goes by so fast.
It's like the complete opposite of January. It's like January is 6 years and then I feel like February is 6 seconds.
Yeah, it's crazy how that works. But yeah, it's just every day I'm like, when I get my stuff ready at night and I put the date on stuff, I'm like, still January.
Still January. And then you're still writing 2024.
Oh my gosh. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Yesterday after the show, I was so tired. I think the weekend just caught up with me. And then when I leave the radio station, I'm stuck in that backup traffic because on the 215 indicator, it goes down to 2 lanes. So every single day, it's just been traffic there. But I noticed myself yesterday, I was falling asleep driving. And I'm like, I need to get home. So I just called my mom. Usually when I'm starting to get tired, I'll call somebody. And it's funny because I call my mom. I'm like, hey, mom. She goes, hey, honey, how you doing? I'm like, I'm just so tired. You know, I'm just trying to catch up. And then by the time I get home, it's been like 8 minutes. And now it's her turn to talk. I'm like, all right, mom. Sorry, gotta go.
Can't listen to you. Is it still blocked down to 2 lanes? Because on Friday, we went to the airport and we left extra early knowing that. And the lanes were back open. Everything was open on Friday. So we got to the airport like an hour and a half early. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on?
What time did you guys go through?
It was probably like 2 in the afternoon. Okay. No, it was earlier than that. It was like 1 in the afternoon.
Well, maybe they do it for a certain amount of hours during, I mean, I know I leave the radio station around 12. 11:30, 12.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe by that time on Friday, or maybe they knew that Friday was going to be a crazy day for traffic because of all the people coming into town or leaving town. Maybe they opened it up. I really don't know.
Yeah, we were like, okay, remember the Decatur and 215, it's a mess. We got to get there. We got to, you know, go early because we're going to be stuck in traffic. And we just zip right through. I'm like, oh my gosh, now we're going to be so early. So we sat at the airport for so long and was so bored. I was just like, I'm one of those people that does not like to get there early as it is, but this was like extra early. I even put $20 in a Wheel of Fortune machine because just like, there is nothing to do.
Hey, but leave it to the Las Vegas airport where we could just do that. Where we could leave it, put a 20 in a machine and you're like, oh, just sit here.
We had lunch at Payway. We were like, okay, so now what? We'll walk around. I need to fill in my circles on my Apple Watch. So I'm going to do some laps around here. But yeah, it was, it's crazy. The construction here on the 215 indicator, I was all excited. I thought it was done with, but it sounds like it's back to work.
Yeah, it must be. And then when I'm coming to the radio station, now the 215, when I merge on from the 15 right near like Town Square, it's still going down to one lane. But I noticed this morning they have new signs built.
I saw them put those signs up. Yes.
No way.
Yeah, they were putting those up on that Friday on the other side of the freeway.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's like the little things, like coming to work. I'm like, wow, there's new things going on.
Yeah.
But there's more construction codes.
We love that. So we have so much going on the show this morning. We have a big show announcement happening at 9 a.m. Plus, we'll have your tickets to give away right away when that happens. So you definitely don't want to miss that. Also, at 7:30 this morning, more tickets for you to check out Katy Perry. She just announced her Lifetimes tour is coming to the U.S. Vegas is one of the stops, and we've got those tickets for you with the Mega Minute. Of course, Beat Mercedes is coming up. That's at 7. We're doing it every day now. We're up to a $350 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. So a lot happening. Don't go anywhere. Let's kick things off. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Missing by Everything But the Girl? Want to hear Bailamos by Enrique Iglesias? Or do you want to hear Boys of Summer by the Ataris? Are your choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. Just go to Mercedes in the Morning or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever, like, said something and you thought, oh boy, I might have just jinxed myself? It wasn't even on my mind yesterday. We discussed homeowners associations, and Ramon here, who is helping us out on the show, he told us how he got a violation because he had something in his window that they didn't think looked nice, and it was to block out the sun. So he got this violation. We were talking about it, kind of laughing about homeowners association stories. And then yesterday,
no,
in the mail, literally get one.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, wait, we just talked about this morning. I get it from our homeowners association. As soon as I open it, I see a picture of my house. I'm like, oh great, what is this about? It says, this letter is a friendly reminder from the HOA board. During a recent drive through your community, it has been observed and or reported that there are trash cans on the side of the property on a non-trash day. Trash cans must be stored within the garage and or behind a side yard gate.
You're kidding me.
So from the street, you could see our trash can. And here's the thing. I've lived in this house for 10 years. That trash can has been there for 10 years.
What?
It's never had a different place. It's always been there. The people that lived there, that's where they put it before us. So we just left it there. So that's literally been there for 10 years. And now they give me the violation on that.
Well, okay, let's just say, what happens if you just ignore this, that you continue to do this, that you're going to leave your trash cans on the side of the house where it's visible from the street? What will happen?
I would probably end up getting a fine.
Really?
This, I think, is their warning. It says, we understand that many times residents are simply unaware that a problem exists or problem. The impact may have been observed. It was a very temporary situation. I'm just like, wait, why is this all of a sudden an issue after 10 years?
And oh, please give me a break. Is this a problem? What kind of problem are you doing?
How
giving?
Dare you make me look at a trash can
from the street?
Have you ever done that where you talked about something and then you're like, oh my gosh, I must have just jinxed myself. 702-364-9400. Now I'm afraid to talk about anything because I don't want any of this stuff to happen to me.
Did you manifest this? Did you
do this? I feel like I did.
I did this last week and I feel so bad. On Sunday, it was, James was going back to work in the office after a few years of working from home. And his car, we really don't use. It's more just sitting there. We start it once a month just to make sure the battery doesn't die. Well, I remember.
Oh no. I remember you saying. That.
I said, oh man, you know, your car, it's been through some things. It's just been sitting there. So I wonder how your car is going to react this week when you start driving to work. Turns out, not only does his battery die, not only does he get into a rear-ended car accident, but also at AutoZone, he witnessed a crime.
What is happening? I mean, literally, we must not talk about anything unless we're ready. I mean, there's a jinx going on.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning! Welcome to the show.
Let's go!
It is Tuesday, January 28th. It is 6:04. So glad you guys are here. I saw the best news this morning, you guys. I don't know if you liked this stuff back in the day, but there is something that we used to drink that is making a comeback. Slice. Do you guys remember Slice soda?
Oh, yeah.
Slice, is that the orange soda?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It is back. Mm-hmm. Slice is making its way back to store shelves. There is a bunch of different flavors of it, but I remember the orange and then just like the lemon lime. I actually preferred the Slice, the lemon lime, to Sprite. I just felt like it was more carbonated and it was better. So it's coming back. It's hitting store shelves. They're going to roll out at Costco's, Albertsons, Vons, all of those stores. And not only that, but they say they're going to bring back the orange Slice too. And then some other flavors could be coming. I am so excited about this.
Oh man. Yeah. Heck yeah. Slice is the bomb, man.
I don't remember if I've ever had Slice. The only orange soda that I've had was the Fanta one.
Fanta was good. Yeah.
How would you compare the two?
I feel like Slice just had a lot of bubbles and I like that. I don't know what, if I'm going to drink a carbonated drink, I want it to be really carbonated. I feel like Fanta is like just on the verge of orange drink at McDonald's.
Okay.
You know, because orange drink doesn't have very many bubbles, if any.
Was that the high C? The high C drink?
Yeah, it didn't have any. And so, but is there anything that went away that you know, like, would be so successful if it made a comeback? And what is it? 702-364-9400.
Crystal Pepsi. Remember that?
Ooh, I hated that stuff.
What? The clear soda?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so good.
I've never tried it, no.
It was so weird because it tasted like Pepsi, but then it was clear. And you were like, why is this? What?
That's kind of odd.
This is back in the 90s.
Okay, I was alive. That's fine. Yeah.
What about Blockbusters? I think Blockbusters need to make a comeback.
Ooh. I mean, I loved the nostalgia of Blockbuster, but I just don't want, we have the comfort of our own home, all the streaming places. Why would, even if Redbox is down the street, I'm not going to go to Redbox.
But like Gen Z is bringing back the VHS tape. They're like, they are going old school and bringing back the VCR. And I just feel like, remember on a Friday night, like, let's go to Blockbuster. Yeah. And we went there and you got like the snacks and you went to the new releases hoping that they would put the new release back out there. I wish Blockbuster would make a comeback.
No. We're just going to end up VHSing from Amazon. We're not going to go anywhere.
Well, I guess that's a no.
No on Crystal Pepsi. Maybe
Steph doesn't want us to bring anything back.
Starter jackets. Yes, those are the bomb.
Oh, starter jackets are cool. Yeah. Maybe some fashion items, but I don't see myself going to a Blockbuster on Friday night anymore.
Man, you're crappy this morning. What's wrong with you?
I got to turn myself around this morning.
What's wrong? All right, well, let's get the show started. We have a lot happening this morning. We are going to get you your tickets to see Katy Perry. She just announced yesterday that she is taking the tour, her Lifetime's tour, to the U.S., and Las Vegas is one of those stops. We've got your tickets coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. 7 o'clock. Another round of Beat Mercedes. We've got a $350 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. And on the way next, what's trending? LG7 is finally coming. Lady Gaga announced it yesterday. We have details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Lady Gaga is trending this morning. Last week, we told you about the countdown on Lady Gaga's website. A lot of people speculated it was a new album announcement, and it is official. Lady Gaga 7 is coming. She confirmed it on billboards in New York City and on Instagram yesterday. It's going to be her 7th studio album, and it is coming on March 7th. It's called Mayhem, and it's going to feature 14 tracks. Now, her latest single, Disease, that is one of the tracks on the album. And according to Gaga, her song with Bruno Mars, Die With A Smile, that's also going to be on the album.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's
so
going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be 14 tracks. She's going to also release another new single and music video on February 2nd. And it's going to happen during the Grammys, during a commercial break halfway through the Grammys. That's going to be the big announcement of what the single and the music video is. So you know that will create all sorts of chaos. She says that the album started as her facing her fear of returning to pop music, that the pop music that her early fans really, really loved. And she has a really busy year ahead if you look at this new album coming. And then she's got that Fire Aid benefit concert that she's doing on January 30th. And she's going to be on stage with, you know, no doubt, Olivia Rodrigo, Billie Eilish, Katy Perry, so many more. And then she is headlining Coachella this year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
oh,
so she's going to be really busy.
I wonder, because Bruno Mars just extended some residency dates, or he announced new dates in May and June, if she is going to come out during Bruno Mars's set.
Dude, that'll be fire.
Well, she's already done that. She's
exactly.
She came out and she performed Die With A Smile with him. My daughter's friend was actually at that show. They performed it twice, and that I think we have it in the system, the live in Las Vegas performance of Die With A Smile.
That's right.
They were recording it then, so they did it two times. She was just like, oh my gosh. And you can't have your phones in the concert for Bruno Mars, but yeah, here was that one. So it's happened. Who knows? It could happen again. That would be really cool. But I'm excited that she's kind of going back to her pop beginnings.
Me too.
I like the difference. The thing with her is she is so bendable. She can go any way. We've heard her with Tony Bennett to the latest Mayhem. It's like she is so versatile.
Yeah. And I also liked her in what was the movie with Bradley Cooper?
Oh, A Star Is Born.
I loved that one. So she is very versatile, not only just with her singing, but her acting. So I do look forward to this new album.
Well, you just have to wait a little while longer. March 7th, and that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Last week, Donald Trump, he signed a ton of executive orders, and one of those stood out for a lot of people. It was the declassification of files that are related to the assassinations of John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, and Dr. Martin Luther King. So a lot of people are like, wow. And that's not the first time he made an effort to try to declassify assassination information. He released a bunch of files on JFK in 2017, but a lot was left redacted. And that was on the advice of the CIA and the FBI. So they didn't allow everything to come out. But is there something that you really want to know the truth about, that you're like, oh, okay, what really happened. When we were in Dallas, my husband's like, should we go to, you know, the grassy knoll area and see where, and I was just, it made me sad. I was like, no, I don't think I want to go there. Yeah. I don't know if I want to see that stuff. But is there, what is the thing that you're like, oh, I want to know the truth about that. Release the files on this. 702-364-9400. Do you guys have something?
I think I can speak for everyone here in Nevada. Area 51. Get that information out there. I want to know what's going on over there.
Just all the alien stuff for me.
I want to see what's going on. What's classified about that place? What's going on there? Tell me. Didn't you,
we have that incident that happened a couple years ago, Mercedes. We talked about it on the air when the supposedly aliens came down in someone's backyard here in Vegas.
Oh, you guys, this happened. I can't say how I know, but it happened. So there was this nice family. They work on cars in their backyard, and this alien came down. I know I sound like a nut job saying this, but like they came down, they saw them out the window, and then they like literally froze. Like they couldn't move their body. They were like paralyzed. And I don't know who shut that down, who shot that investigation down, but I have people that have firsthand knowledge of this, and there's video of
this,
you
guys. That's what I'm saying. Well, not just that. So when that all went down, I was able to get one of the family members' phone numbers so that we can get them on the show. And they're like, yeah, let me see if what we can do. And then they ghosted me. It's like the alien.
They can't talk about it.
They can't talk. Oh, my. I want to know so bad.
It's scary stuff. 702-364-9400. What is the story that you want the whole story on? Shay, good morning. What is it for you?
Hey, good morning. So I'm a big true crime podcast girly, and the case that keeps me up at night is JonBenet Ramsey. There's so many theories, and we have no answers, no justice. I just need to know.
It really is such an odd case. And then, like, the family members dying, you can't get the stories from them. And what's the latest documentary on Netflix, right, about the whole situation?
Yeah, big documentary on Netflix, and then Ashley Flowers with Crime Junkie released like a 3.5-hour episode interviewing the father.
And what was his whole situation? What did he say?
He's very big on, I don't know anything, it wasn't involved, nobody knows anything, everyone's innocent.
What do you think happened, Shay?
My personal theory is that one or both of the parents knew what happened or were involved, and there was all a big cover-up.
A lot of people say the brother had something to do with it. Do you think that that's true? Like they were maybe covering something up with him?
I think so. There's a lot of things that point to there could have been some sort of confrontation in the middle of the night between the two of them after the parents went to bed, and it's just all very shady.
Yeah. The whole thing is shady. But yeah, if you're a true crime junkie, that is the story that will leave you up at night. I'm telling you, we need between that, the aliens.
I want to know what was talked about between Obama and Trump at the Jimmy Carter's funeral. That's what I want to know.
There's lip readers who are analyzing it, and it basically it was Trump like, how do you stay looking so good? This is what you get
black
older.
Don't crack.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
There's new video that allegedly shows the moment that a power transmission line actually sparked that deadly Eden fire. So everybody's been wondering, like, was it arson? In this case, now we don't know about the other fires, but the Eden fire, this video, it was filmed by an ARCO gas station in Altadena, and it shows that on January 7th, there was this windstorm, and the lawyers from the firm Edelson PC, they claim that a burst of light that's visible in the footage is power lines from Southern California Edison starting the fire. And after 10 minutes after that initial spark was seen, the fire broke out nearby. And that blaze went on to kill at least 17 people, destroyed damaged over 9,400 structures.
I can't believe it. I saw that video and my heart sank. Yeah. It's as if like this could have been prevented, or just seeing it live, it made me feel just I don't know.
They're still recovering from that. I mean, it's going to be years before that they make any sort of major progress on it. It's just so sad.
Did you see that a woman's house that got burned down is suing? And after she saw that video?
Yeah. And that's just the beginning.
Oh, for sure.
It's just going to be a chaos. So now at least we're getting some answers on what sparked that deadly fire. Also this morning, so Starbucks, they're making changes. We've talked about it a little bit last week. And a couple of these changes are actually going to be good. They're actually offering free refills on specific drinks again. And now you don't have to be a Starbucks rewards member to get that perk. They're also bringing back the condiment bar too. You remember when they left everything out there for you to use? Well, they took that away during the pandemic. So now you can add your own sweetener. You can add your own milk to your beverages at the condiment bar. Free refills back for customers that are ordering in stores. They'll also be asked if they want to enjoy their order for here to go. And those who choose for here, you're going to get your drink in a ceramic mug, a glass, or a personal cup.
Oh, I love that. I used to love going to cafes for that reason. Yeah. It's having it for here. There's something about having coffee fresh in a ceramic mug versus a plastic cup.
Yeah, and obviously that's a better for the environment, but you're right. It tastes different. I feel like it stays warmer longer. I really love that idea. So they're gonna implement these things. I know that they recently said, hey, if you're not buying anything, you can't hang out here, and people were not happy about that. But now this, some good things coming from these changes.
And then I'm thinking about the girl that went through the drive-thru with her monkey at a Starbucks. Like, poor Starbucks employees, they probably go through so much.
And you're seeing these people before they have their caffeine. So you know they're not happy. They're crabby. Yes. It's just a lot that you have to deal with. Finally, this morning, we made the joke earlier that it's still January. Like, when does February come? It's right around the corner. February 1st is on Saturday. And then February 2nd, that's Groundhog Day. And how would you feel if Groundhog Day was less about the groundhog seeing its shadow and more like a surprise that involved cake? That's what PETA wants to do. They are very clear. They do not like having an actual groundhog be a part of Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil, they say it's cruel what they're doing. It scares the animal. And now they have a new idea. See if you guys like this. They say that if the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club agrees to retire Punxsutawney Phil permanently, they are going to provide a gigantic vegan weather reveal cake instead. Every year, they'll take care of this every year. They want him to retire, let him go to an animal sanctuary, be happy for the rest of your life. They'll bring this cake in every year. And if the inside of the cake is blue, that means there's going to be 6 more weeks of winter.
No.
And if it's pink, it'll be an early spring.
This is not Groundhog Day. Yeah. If you're getting rid of Punxsutawney Phil, then you're getting rid of Groundhog Day in general. What is this, a vegan cake day?
It's like a gender reveal. When you're doing it this way. I mean, I get where they're coming from. I respect the fact that they want to take care of the animals. They don't want to scare the animals. But I don't know that this is the answer.
No, I don't think so either.
What are you going to change the whole day now, I think? That's just not...
It's Groundhog Day. It's not cake day.
Exactly. You know? Come on. I don't know.
Is there a way to do it without, like, freaking out the groundhog? Can we just, you know, bring him out, everyone gets to see him, and you know it's fun, and then one of the guys in the top hats makes the call if we're gonna look at an almanac or something and see, okay, there's gonna be warm for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I just don't like this idea because this is what I look forward to for Groundhog Day.
Do you really look forward to Groundhog Day?
I do.
No, I don't look forward to the day. I look forward to Phil. This is my guy. Like, I'm looking on TV. They go live from Pennsylvania. They had the top hat guy. I'm looking for the groundhog. I'm not looking for the cake.
I agree that Groundhog Day is about the groundhog, but I do feel bad. I mean, how would you feel if someone like pulled you out by your neck early in the morning and they're like, what's the weather going to be for the rest of the year? Like, you would be like, oh.
It's just one day, Phil. Suck it up. Come on.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time to play Beat Mercedes.
Yay!
Every day at 7 a.m. we play, and today up for grabs, we've got this $350 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Mimi, you are caller 20.
Yay! Yes, yes.
How are you feeling this morning?
I am very nervous.
You're nervous, but I hear the energy, and I think that nervous energy will bode well for you. I have a good feeling about this. Are you pretty knowledgeable when it comes to music?
I'd like to think that I am.
Okay, good, good. I love it. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, so I'm going to leave the studio, and we're going to give you a shot at this. Good luck, Mimi.
Thank you.
All right, bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. Mimi, what you up to this morning?
All right.
Mimi, what you up to this morning?
Yes. Dropping the kid off at school. A teenager. She's not a kid.
She's a teenager. She's still a kid at heart. What do you? What school did she go to? You want to shout it out?
Valley High.
Nice. All right, Mimi. Just make sure you're.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say she wants to shout her school out if that's okay.
Please
sure,
do.
Go ahead.
What's her name?
My name is Kiara. I go to Valley.
Yeah, Kiara and Valley. I love it. All right, you guys. Mimi, you're ready to go. Basically, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you want to shout out, got it? So we stop the clock, and you got to give us an answer at least within those 5 seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mimi. The game, it starts right now.
I walk a lonely road, the only one.
Got it. What you got?
Boulevard Broken Dreams by Green Day.
Okay, I'm putting you on hold. I'll tell you if you're right. Once Mercedes plays, Jay's going to bring her in. I'm going to put you on hold, Mimi. Don't go anywhere. Let me stop the song. I got her time down. And Mercedes is walking in. I'm turning on her mic. Oh, wow. Okay. Let's see. Mercedes, can you hear us?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
I'm back.
All right.
That took a while.
It did. We were chatting.
Oh, okay.
We talked to her daughter. She goes to Valley High.
Oh, okay. Cool.
She shouted her high school. Okay, Mercedes, you know how the game works.
Yes.
I'm going to play the song. Once you know it, you shout out, got it. And the game, it starts now.
Got it.
What is it?
Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Can I see the her time, please? That's okay. Let me give you a little drum roll.
But wait. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So, Mercedes, you stopped the clock?
Yeah.
At 1.48 seconds.
Okay.
You got the answer right.
Okay. Oh, phew.
Mimi also got the answer right.
Okay. Yep.
But she got it at 9.89 seconds.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Mimi and daughter. Oh, man.
And this is how funny radio works. The next song that plays, can you see what's scheduled to play in our system?
Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Wow. I mean, it's just it's all by chance, but there are no coincidences.
Yes, exactly.
Mimi, I'm so sorry that you weren't able to beat me this morning, but that means that our diamond pendant just got a little bit bigger. It is now a $375 diamond pendant, courtesy of our friends at Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Another chance to try and beat me tomorrow morning at 7. Now, here's Green Day. Oh my gosh. You guys, this whole Justin Baldoni Blake Lively thing is like seriously getting out of control. Did you hear the latest voicemail or voice memo that was released by Justin Baldoni's lawyers?
I heard, I heard every single second of the 7 minutes of the voicemail.
We have some of it and we'll play it here in just a second. But just to get you up to date, this war of words just continues between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. They've been filing lawsuits against each other. Lively recently asked the courts to stop Justin Baldoni's lawyers from releasing things to the public, which could sway a jury if things go to trial. His lawyer says that the public website he recently put out, it will share unedited text messages and videos just to disprove Blake's sexual harassment claims. He says, we're not going to cherry pick. We're not going to doctor text messages. And he released this 7-minute long voice note that Justin sent to Blake Lively, and he apologized to her. It was after this meeting that they had where they went over script changes to the movie It Ends With Us, and he says he's a flawed man. He agreed her proposed rewrites of certain scenes were good, saying that, you know, they'll make the movie sing. But you guys, he sent this voice memo at 2 a.m. And it's 7 minutes long. Do you guys want to hear some of this?
Absolutely.
This is crazy. Yeah. Here's some of it.
I want to start with an apology. Man, reading the second part of your message, my heart sank. I'm really sorry. For sure fell short. And you worked really hard on that. And the way you framed it and how that made you feel, I just want to say thank you for sharing that with me. That takes a lot of trust and vulnerability. I feel really grateful that you feel safe enough to tell me that that's how you feel. I am far from perfect. I am a very flawed man.
What do you guys think? I mean, so far, that's 30 seconds of it, a 7-minute message. What do you think is the real story here? I feel like, and this is a shot in the dark. I could be totally off base on this, but I feel like the two of them actually started developing feelings for each other, and they're both married. And I feel like that relationship started to evolve, and Ryan Reynolds, he jumped in, and to end all of that, he brainwashed Blake and said, we need to sue him. He's harassing you. But I feel like she had those feelings towards him, too.
You think that?
I do.
I don't get anything from that recording. I mean, think Mercedes, it just sounds sincere.
I think, Mercedes, I see what you're saying. You're looking at it on overall.
Not just based on that.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
If you've seen the movie It Ends With Us, Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively, they get very intimate.
Yes.
I can see, like, the body language, or they're just good actors. I think that's what's happening here versus a love, not a triangle, but just, like, any type of feeling.
A love square.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. He does address Ryan and part of this voice memo. Here's that part.
Anyways, I have so much more to say. I'm going to stop rambling because, Jesus Christ, it's been 6 minutes and 30 seconds. So, I'm sorry. You probably have kids all over you and a baby on your boob, and you're listening to me ramble at 2 a.m. I hope you're feeling better, and give Ryan my love. Thank you for sending me that. It means the world to me that you trust me with your feelings and your thoughts like that. And I can't wait to spend more time with you. Okay, I'm done. Cutting myself off. Good night.
I don't get this. I don't understand the negativity that's going on between them two. Just listening to that message, it sounds like the guy is sincere and he's a really sweet guy to her.
And that's why his lawyers put that out, to show that he was apologizing and he was, you know, trying to show her that her opinion on the script mattered and that they would take those things into account. We're getting a bunch of texts and calls, 702-364-9400. What do you guys think? Anthony, good morning. What's your take?
My take is, why doesn't it sound like that voicemail came out of the studio? It sounds like he's in a studio. It sounds perfectly clear and everything.
It is perfectly clear. I think it's because it's not a voice mail. It's a voice memo. Yes. And you can record those voice memos on your phone and then ship those off. So that's probably why, if you've ever recorded a voice memo on your phone, the quality is pretty good. But that's a great observation, Anthony. This text says, baby on her boob is so wildly inappropriate. I admit that kind of made me cringe a little bit when he said that. I was like, eh.
But they must have a relationship where he's free to say those kind of things to her.
Why must they have that? I mean, maybe he thinks they have that, but maybe that makes her uncomfortable.
I think when he refers to, oh, you probably have a baby on your boob, of course, because she's probably breastfeeding. It's also because it just sounds like a comment in passing. It's not as if, like, oh, hey, you probably got a baby on your boob. It's like, oh, you know, I got to let you go. You're probably breastfeeding right now. Like, I need to let you go. In concerns for her.
We're getting some other texts here. This one says, I think that Justin is so self-involved. Who leaves that long of a message and saves it? While I agree that it is pretty self-involved, I'm looking at my voice memos and I don't delete any of them.
Me too.
And so I basically save all of them. And some of these I would love to play, but I do not know what's on there. And maybe it's baby on a boob there too.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right. It is time to get our contestant. Is Ramon talking to our contestant?
No, she's on now. Kim, you there?
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Oh, Kim, good morning. You are caller 20.
Let's go,
Kim.
Let's go, girl.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning? What are you up to?
I'm doing well. I'm taking my niece and dropping her off at school before I head to work.
What is your niece's name?
Kaylee.
Good morning, Kaylee. Good morning, Kim. Are you guys ready to try to conquer the Mega Minute for Katy Perry tickets?
Oh, we're so ready.
All right, let's do it. If I hear a correct answer, I'm just going to take that as a win, no matter who says it. And hopefully we can get all 10 of these questions in 60 seconds. Okay, you guys ready?
We're ready.
All right, Kim, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Lunar New Year is most commonly celebrated in which country?
China.
Yes. Which actress played the little sister in E.T.?
Pass.
What singer is known for her song Espresso? Yes. If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year, how many consecutive wins will that be?
Three.
Yes. Which president is on the penny?
Lincoln.
Yes. Justin Timberlake plays Sean Parker in what movie about the invention of Facebook?
Pass.
What is the capital of Connecticut?
Pass.
What is KFC's slogan?
Kentucky Fried. Oh, wait, no. Finger licking chicken.
No. What commercial did Michael Jackson film in the 80s where his hair caught on fire?
God,
the Mohawk hair. Sorry, you guys. Some of those are like really, really pop culture. Like you have to know everything about pop culture. Let's go down some of these that we had to pass on. The actress that played the little sister in E.T., that is Drew Barrymore. Now, Justin Timberlake, he plays Sean Parker in what movie about the invention of Facebook? That's The Social Network. I've seen that movie, but I would have never remembered the title of that movie. What is the capital of Connecticut? It's Hartford. KFC slogan, you were so close. You said finger licking chicken, which personally I think sounds better. It's finger licking good. And what commercial did Michael Jackson film in the 80s where his hair caught on fire? That is a Pepsi commercial. So, Kim, Kaylee, I'm so sorry. Can't make you a winner, but here's the deal. Hang up and call right back, because caller 20, you get these tickets. Katy Perry tickets. She is bringing her Lifetimes tour to the T-Mobile Arena on May 17th, and you're going to be there. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's talk about the big game. Anyone want to head down to New Orleans to check out the Eagles versus the Chiefs?
I would love that if it was like $100 each.
It was free, heck yeah.
Yeah, it's not like free. Let's talk about the ticket prices, because they say even though they are cheaper than they were last year, they're still some of the most expensive in Super Bowl history. This year is going to see the rematch of Super Bowl 57, Chiefs versus the Eagles. And this is the last stop on the Chiefs' hopes to win three Super Bowls back to back. Average ticket prices right now are about $8,000.
What?
$8,000?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
The cheapest ticket was $5,700 yesterday.
Still, man, that's a lot of
money. That is a lot.
Do you think if, let's say, you wait at the box office, the first quarter is over, that it would drop the prices maybe a couple $1,000s?
We've done that before with Golden Knights tickets, where we wait till the game starts, and then we're like outside, and then we go on the app and see the tickets drop, and they do drop. I don't know if they're going to drop. They're not going to drop to $100. I'll tell you that. But yeah. I mean, I would. What's the most you would pay if your team were playing in it? Because I like right now, I probably wouldn't even go if I was given tickets, because I don't care about either. Well, I would like to see the halftime show, perhaps. See,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But if it were my teams, I'd probably. My limit would be like $1,500 a ticket. That would be pushing it for me.
Yeah, I'm about $800.
$800 yeah, only. Each. I mean,
that's a lot of money.
I bought Beyonce tickets for a little bit more expensive. So I mean, if the Chargers went to the Super Bowl, I think I would pay at least $2,500
or really?
a maximum of $2,500.
It's God, a cheap.
Lifetime opportunity.
Wait, you know, J Love, that the Cowboys aren't going to ever make
wow,
it there.
Come
so
on, I knew that was coming.
So you have nothing to worry about.
Don't
You're
worry,
totally
Jay.
Fine. Also, this morning, how important are our pets? 54% of dog owners say they are willing to end a relationship if their dog does not like their partner. Also, 94% of dog owners consider their dogs to be a part of their family, and 78% include their dogs in major family moments. Now, since 1 in 4 people say they bring their dogs with them on first dates, maybe consider next time you go on a first date to bring dog treats instead of flowers or something like that.
Momo's my son. He was born from my heart. He is my everything. If let's say, you know, James and I don't work out down the line and I end up, you know, taking Momo from the divorce, if the Momo doesn't like my partner, it's over. I don't think I would give that guy a chance.
What if things are going like perfect with your husband and Momo just one day decides he does not like James anymore. He just cannot stand wow. James anymore. Every time he sees him, he growls at him. Then what do you do?
I'm getting the second house. James is going to be living by himself. And me and Momo are moving out, but we'll still be together. But Momo won't be around when I'm around James.
I told you guys I was looking at there was this cute little pug named Cheesesteak that was at the NSPCA. He got adopted. I was happy. He looked like he went to a really nice couple, and they posted the picture. I'm like, oh, someone adopted him. I'm so happy. And it was just his face. It's like he knew. He was like, I'm going home. It was so adorable.
But you and Matt, and I know you've talked about Matt not wanting another dog. I mean, even after when you guys both retire, maybe you might want to get another dog.
Well, I mean, that's a ways away. So I mean,
true.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not of that age quite yet.
I mean, when that time comes,
maybe it's just right now. It's like we travel too much. We're not home enough. And that's not fair to an animal. I would never want to do that to a poor animal and, you know, take them from place to place to place to place for someone to watch them. But, you know, it's definitely something we would like to do one day. And I'm just like going to live vicariously through my friends who have dogs and enjoy their dogs.
Well,
instead.
I'll bring Momo over sometimes.
I'll bring Gino over too.
No, don't bring Gino. Gino's mean.
But Momo, yes.
I'm kidding. Gino's adorable. He's so cute. Finally, this morning, those faded band tees that you have somewhere in your closet, there's a new study out that looks at how much they are worth, and they looked at what music t-shirts sold for on marketplace sites between December of 2023 and September of 2024. And there are certain artists that have the highest resale value. Now, I'll get to number one in a second, but if you have a t-shirt that belongs to from a Guns N' Roses concert, that Guns N' Roses t-shirt can resell for $188.
What?
Wow. That is pretty impressive. If you have just a little Guns N' Roses for you, Outkast, all right? Outkast iconic. If you have an Outkast t-shirt, concert t-shirt, that t-shirt is worth $225 wow. resale. If you have an Earth, Wind, and Fire concert t-shirt, that is worth $235 resale. Number two, Red Hot Chili Peppers, okay? I've seen so many people wearing Red Hot Chili Peppers t-shirts. That is worth $241 on the resale market. And the most valuable concert t-shirt on the resale market is Nirvana on the resale market, you could sell your Nirvana t-shirt for $279.
But this has to be an authentic concert t-shirt. It's not like I went to Forever 21 and they're able to get one.
Urban Outfitters does not count, unfortunately. Vix, 94.1. I have a question. If you were one of those kids that performed shows for your family when you were growing up, how are you doing now as an adult? 702-364-9400. There's a reason I'm asking this question. This hit a little hard. I have to admit, I was a little taken aback by this. So I'm scrolling on TikTok and I come across this TikTok and this is what it says.
If you are a person who performed for your family as a child, you're mentally ill now.
I'm not arguing it. I think we all have our challenges. But I mean, that just hit home because I don't know if anyone else did this. Did anyone else perform for their family? Whether it was like a dance or a certain soundtrack, and you would get up in front of your family and make them watch you. I did this. I made my sister do this with me. I will never forget. There was a song that she and I loved. It was A Sign by Ace of Base. And I'll never forget. We had a whole dance that we choreographed to it. And I remember she introed us. She'd go, "Hi, I'm Monica. And we're going to be performing Ace of Base." And then we would go, and my mom and dad and brothers would be there. And, you know, Mario was just a baby, but he'd just be like, "Ugh." And she and I did this whole choreographed dance to this song. And we have it. We have video evidence of it. It is on a VHS tape somewhere in my mom's basement. I have to find this video.
You do.
Yeah. And we want to post it on social.
Yes, absolutely.
I will find it. Next time I go home, I will find that video. But did anyone else do that? Like, what was the song? What was the soundtrack? What did you perform in front of your family? And are you currently mentally ill? 702-364-9400.
Me and my two brothers, we performed the Jackson 5 ABC back in the day. And our parents used to say, "Oh, yeah, Jay and Victor and Larry, you guys come over here and you guys perform in front of Uncle Jeff and come over here and do that dance." And we used to do the dance.
Do you guys have like the actual choreography, or did you make up your own choreography?
We made up our own choreography.
Oh my God.
It was awesome.
And how do you think you're doing well mentally?
Scale of 1 to 10?
7?
7? That's
a pretty good day.
I would give that a solid pass on my scale. What about you, Steph?
Every Christmas, I would go into my cousin's house and they made us perform a dance before we opened our presents. It was a tradition.
Wait, this was not by choice? You were forced into this?
Well, this is the thing, because me and my cousin were both dancers growing up. My family spent thousands of dollars on dance classes, okay? So they're like, "We're putting money into this. Your presents are going towards this. So make sure that you choreograph a dance with your little cousin. And if you don't perform, you don't get to open your presents." And I remember one year, I'm in my cousin's room. We're choreographing. I'm 10. She's 5. I'm like, "We got to get this right. We got to make sure it's good." And the song that we performed to was this one.
Oh, I feel like that was probably a huge one for millennials, you know?
Yes.
Like, huge.
And one of the things, too, was we had to wear our costumes from, like, old dance routines from recitals. So my mom made sure I got all of that money into those costumes.
Oh, yeah. You got to make it worth the price.
Yes.
So 702-364-9400 is our number. Tell us what you performed for your family. What song? Steph, what's your mental illness scale right now?
Today it's like a 6.
Okay.
Last week was like a 3. So okay. It varies.
It's improving. That's all we're looking
yes.
at. Jessica, did you perform anything for your family when you were growing up?
Yeah. So we used to spend the night at my Aunt Dottie's, and we would say, "Rock out." And we had our little toy microphone and we would sing "I Want to Dance with Somebody" by Whitney Houston. And it was me and my sisters. And we had the best time.
Oh, rock out. Yeah!
That's a good song.
I love that. I remember those toy microphones. We had one of those. We would totally use those too. Those are so great. We're getting a bunch of texts. You're not alone on the Britney Spears stuff. A lot of people perform Britney Spears. This one says, a millennial here, I remember doing this at my sister's graduation party with my friends to Baby One More Time. Yes, severe anxiety now as an adult. You know, it happens. This one says, today performing in front of your family is on TikTok and social media, where we didn't have those outlets when we were kids. So maybe mental illnesses in their future. Very, very true. We didn't have that. So we have the VHS tapes to prove it. I can't wait for you guys to see this.
I can't wait, man.
It is the funniest thing. And then, whoever was recording it, I don't even know who was recording it, but they pan to my mom and my dad on the couch, and they're just looking at their at each other like, don't laugh. Don't laugh. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, coming up at 9 o'clock, we have a major show announcement, along with tickets to that show, 9 o'clock, just about 40 minutes away, so you definitely want to be here for that. A couple of weeks ago, Kate Winslet, she was on Stephen Colbert, and she admitted that she has an irrational fear. Do you have a fear of something that most people wouldn't think twice about, but you are terrified? 702-364-9400. Kate Winslet says she is terrified of cows.
Aww.
Cows, of all things. She says she's afraid that they will stampede, that they will crush her. I mean, I guess I've never really thought about it. I've never had a fear of cows, but are they known to do that? Are they known to stampede and just like come right after you? Is this something we should be afraid of?
I didn't even think about being scared of cows, because when I see cows, they look so cute. They seem so calm eating their grass. But yeah, they do. I can see that being an issue or a fear is cows. Maybe they get angry or they get scared and they all run in a herd coming right at
you. Yeah, and there's no way to stop them. Do you have an irrational fear that most people just don't even care about? 702-364-9400. What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of the ocean, even just like the beach shore, just swimming right there. James, no problem, runs into the ocean, he'll swim. And for me, just going into the ocean, I get scared that I'll either a tidal wave will rip me in. But that's probably because when I was a kid, I was in Cabo, and then I got pulled in by a tidal wave. So ever since then, oceans and swimming, no, not for me.
I think that's so interesting that you come from a beach city and that is your fear. Allison and Kaden, you guys can kind of relate to that one.
Yeah, absolutely. So I, at 36, just realized that I have a fear of underwater animatronics. And I found out on TikTok that it's called submechanophobia. So like Disney World, Disneyland, it's a small world is like my biggest fear.
Okay, wait, underwater animatronics? Like, what does that mean exactly?
Like anything, like in the Jurassic Park ride, how things come out from under the water, the animatronics, like the fish and the kites, the alligators and all that.
What about the
freak out.
What about the Finding Nemo ride at Disneyland when you have to go in a submarine and go underwater?
Did you know I have a story about that? That's so funny. I fainted on the ride because of the scary part that happened.
Are you serious?
I swear.
Wow.
I hate that ride.
That so bad.
Yeah, that ride is scary. Think about it. You're basically like going underwater and you don't know if for some reason, if you can't get back up, or what is the emergency thing if the ride shuts down?
With the underwater animatronics thing, I never realized. I think I have that fear too, because on the Jungle Cruise, I think at one point a hippopotamus pops out from underwater, and that used to scare me so bad as a kid. And I never really knew that there was a name for that. Allison, thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Felix. Felix, what is your irrational fear?
Man, I've always been afraid of quicksand since a kid.
Quicksand?
Like 80s and 90s movies made you afraid of quicksand, but where is there even quicksand?
Yeah, where? In Vegas.
You know what? My wife was looking it up. because she had the same irrational thought, but I'm still scared of quicksand.
I do not blame you. I developed that same fear, but I've never seen quicksand in my life. Let's talk to Corey, our good buddy Corey. Corey, what is your irrational fear?
Good morning, gang. You know, I've been doing pest control for 20 years, and I still worry about doing bee jobs when I have to get rid of a hive.
Oh, man. That's not irrational. Is rational.
Corey, is it true that you have to find the queen bee first and then you have to take it out?
No, I kill everything.
He's like, I'm not going to look for the one. You're all going. My irrational fear, this sounds ridiculous, but I get so scared when I come upon a group of teenagers. I'm not kidding. Why? I am afraid of groups of teenagers.
I know what you mean.
They scare me. I don't know. They scare me so bad. Like, I'm like, are they talking about me? What do they think?
Their eyes are on you. You're like, you're feeling judged.
They're not really that nice. I've never really come across a group of nice teenagers.
That is not irrational, Mercedes.
Okay,
no.
I'm glad to know, because even when I came upon my daughter and her friends at the mall the other day, I got nervous. I started sweating. I was like, oh my gosh, get me out of here. Yeah. It was scary. So yeah, that is definitely my irrational fear. Let's take one more call and go to Valerie. Valerie, what is your irrational fear?
Mine is when I go over a bridge that is going over water. Oh. I'll hold my breath.
What is it about that? Like, you, there's this weird fear that it might collapse, right?
Yep. Yep. So I don't know what the holding my breath will do for me, but I guess I'm just ready to, if it falls, I will hold my breath and I won't drown.
Yeah, you'll be underwater, so you'll be all good to go at that point.
Bridges and teenagers, I feel you on that.
Oh, Valerie, thank you so much for your call. All right, let's do it. It's time to win, guys. Who wants to win 4 passes to Mix 94.1 night at the Vegas Thrill Game this Friday? It's going to be such an amazing game. So Vegas Thrill taking on Indy Ignite. Indy Ignite, they were the only undefeated team in the league, but they just had their first loss. So it's going to be really cool to see these two teams battle it out. Mix 94.1 night at Lee's Family Forum. Your tickets right now. Caller 20. You get to play heads up. You get to pick your category. And when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the game. And we will see you there. Caller 20 plays right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Netta, you're caller 20.
Let's go.
Hello.
Good morning. We want to make you a winner. Heads up, you are in. We've got a 4-pack of tickets to check out the Vegas Thrill professional women's volleyball team versus the Indy Ignite this Friday night. I just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with toothache, on your desktop, Chinese New Year, or filet mignon?
Let's do toothache.
Toothache. Okay, Dental Drill Appreciation Day.
Wow. Who appreciates a dental drill?
Maybe just a dentist, because I don't know anyone else would. That day was on Sunday, so these are all things that are associated with your teeth and your mouth, okay?
Okay.
All right, Netta, Mercedes, your 60 seconds. They start now.
This is the person that uses a drill.
Dentist.
Yes, this is what you need to put your paste on.
A toothbrush.
Yes, this is when you have a hole in your tooth. It's called one of these.
Cavity.
Yes, if you have gingivitis, it's a disease of these.
Gums.
Yes, sometimes you get a sore one of these and you might want to take a lozenge.
Sore throat?
Yes. This is what you put in after you've had braces so your teeth don't move again. You wear this.
A retainer!
Yeah! Yes! I still have my old retainer that I like to put in to see if my teeth have moved at all.
I like how you use the word lozenge. I'm like, I've always seen them on the cough drops. I've never known how to pronounce it.
What did you call it?
Cough drop.
You never said lozenge?
No, that was so cool.
I'm so fancy. Netta, congratulations. You just got those tickets. We will see you on Friday night. Steph's going to be out there broadcasting before the game from 5 to 7, so go say hi. And then once you're inside, come say hi to me. I'll be hosting the game. It's going to be a huge for our Vegas thrill Friday night at Lee's Family Forum. You are in, and we'll have more of these tickets all week long with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Grammys, they're coming up February 2nd. That means they're this Sunday. So,
no way.
Yeah, February 2nd is Sunday.
February is finally here.
I know. The never-ending month of January is finally wrapping up. But yeah, so Sunday is the Grammys, and they dropped a new promo for them on CBS. And it seemingly confirms that both Beyonce...
St. Texas.
And Taylor will be attending the award show. Now, just to be clear, it just seems that they're going to be there, not that they'll be performing. But still, I mean, and that's not 100%, but right now it doesn't look like they're going to be performing.
Yeah, they really haven't performed at the Grammys. I'm thinking about last year's Grammys. Was it last year already or 2 years ago when both of them were there? And of course, Taylor took it with her last album, but they didn't perform, I believe.
Yeah, this performance list, though, is absolutely stacked. The people that have been confirmed, Billie Eilish, Charlie XCX, Shakira, Chapel Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Ray, Benson Boone, Teddy Swims. Like, they have a huge list of performers, but who knows? Maybe we'll get surprised.
I would love if Beyonce came out and performed, because she just did for Christmas Day with her Beyonce Bowl.
Yeah.
I watched it every day. I watched it on repeat. It's so freaking good.
You know, the rumor I heard was that since Kendrick Lamar is playing at the Super Bowl, now that the Chiefs are going, that maybe Taylor will jump on stage and do Bad Blood with him.
Oh, come on. Dude, yes. That'd be sick.
Yes.
Wouldn't
go.
That be absolutely huge? I hope that happens.
I didn't even think about that. I totally forgot they had a song together.
Yeah. I mean, she's there. She goes up there for a couple of minutes. How long is this set? It's pretty long. Just dedicate a minute, 60 seconds. The internet would just explode.
I would be feral. I'd be falling on the floor, and my jaw would be like, oh my God, my life is made.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. Also, this morning, we've heard that song before. I'm looking for a man in finance. Trust fund.
6'5". Yeah. Blue eyes.
Well, we're not looking for a man in finance anymore. That was so last year, and it's time for the finance bros to step aside, because another career is now considered the most attractive. The dating app, The League, they did a survey of single men and single women across the country to find what the most dateable professions are. And both men and women agree that people in healthcare make the best partners, 29%. When it comes to specific jobs, doctor is the most attractive career overall. And, you know, you have other kind of areas in that healthcare industry, like nurses, therapists, stuff like that. Also rating really high, education. Anyone in education, we're talking teachers, aides, tutors, things like that. Emergency response, like firefighters, EMTs, things like that, they came in very high. And then law, lawyers, police officers, anything that has to do with the law, that came in number four for most dateable.
My nephew, he is graduating from the police academy in March, so he's going to be a CHP officer. And his girlfriend, they're already talking about marriage.
Oh, wow.
He's like, after that, I'm like, I think because it shows that he wants to be in law enforcement, or maybe just in general have those goals, that she was like, let's get married. Come on. I don't know how he feels about that.
How old is he?
He's 22.
Oh, no, hell no, man.
Too young, right?
Yeah, you haven't lived your life yet.
So that's where I'm saying, like, maybe just a little bit longer. But I think because that she knows he has financial stability, or that the law enforcement has good finance or jobs and for that money, I think that's why she's like, let's get married.
Give me his number.
What? Why do you think that's too young? Like, what if you just know? Like, this is it. Why should you wait?
You haven't lived your life yet.
Oh,
You haven't explored anything yet.
What do you need to explore? If you already found someone that you really love, like, what else do you need to explore?
Your life, who you are as a human being, as an adult, because you haven't even got there yet.
But so should you break up with that person?
No,
then?
You can date him for 15 years.
What if you know that this person is the one?
You're like, yeah, what are you going to do in those 15 years that you wouldn't do if you're still with them? You know what I mean?
No. What do you mean?
So you said you haven't lived your life yet, so don't get married, but stay with them. So what's the difference if you're still with them?
growth. I mean, the thing is, you got to make mistakes at a young age. You got to make those mistakes so you don't make them later on in life. So you haven't made those mistakes yet that we've all have done in the past.
I got married young.
How old were you when you got married?
I was young. I'm not going to say I was young. but I'm glad I did it that way. And now I don't think it's for everyone. Don't get me wrong. Right. I don't think everyone should get married young. I do understand what you're saying. But I just think it's different for everyone and just like who you're with. And some people just do it on a whim. But I don't think it's bad if, like, he sounds like she, not him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She sounds like she wants to kind of plant some roots. Now, he has to be on board for it, of course.
I'll give you some background. She's a nurse. She's an RN. They both started their careers very early. They've been together for 5 years. She wants that track with him that knows that, okay, his career's done. I know what I want to do with my life. And they've made the mistakes early on in their relationship, and that's where made her conclusion, I want to get married mm-hmm. to him. And I think that's what goes to you, Mercedes, is that what if they want to grow together? What if they want to grow and that's what they want and end up that way? But
and also, like, having a spouse in law enforcement, there would be a fear in my heart too.
That too, yeah.
And I don't know how, you know, if you are in a relationship with someone in law enforcement, every day they go off to work. And I know it could be apply this way for everyone. Like, you get in a car and right. you're putting your life at risk, but it would be like an extra step that I'd feel like, hey, you know, I'm at least married to the, I don't know. There's just some comfort in that.
I'm just thinking of from my buddies, you know, we all grew up, you know, did bad things young in our younger age. And now we look back on that stuff. We're like, oh my gosh, that was, you know, we did some crazy stuff, but now we're, you know, men and we're married. We got, you know, kids and everything like that. So you got to go out and make mistakes in those kind of situations.
But I think you can still make those mistakes with someone that you love by your side.
Because one of the guys that got married early, he goes, when we tell him stories, he goes, gosh, I wish I could have done that. Or I wish I could have done that if I didn't get married early.
Wow, poor wife. I feel sorry for her.
What, go to the strip clubs and stuff? And
yeah, you got to get that out of your system.
I'm not saying a word about that.
Yasmeen, good morning. What do you think? We're talking about getting married young.
Hey. Yeah, hey, Mercedes. So I agree with you, absolutely. I will say this, is that everybody has a different path. Myself, I got married. I met my husband at 18. And by the time I was 19, I already had our first baby. We got married really young. 18. We're 15 years later. 4 kids. We're happy. We have great careers. We watched each other grow. Yes, of course, we had a lot of growth to do, but we did that together. Like, when we found each other, we knew we wanted to be together, and that's all it took. So, although I do understand everybody has their own path, I think that everybody's different.
Yeah,
right? I don't think it's like wrong to go to get married young, and I don't think it's wrong for you to live your life and get married later. I think everybody's different; they have to make that decision for themselves. True.
Yeah, it's got to be on your own timeline. I totally agree, Yasmeen, and that's really cool. You guys have been married for so long, and there is something to be said for like growing up together mm-hmm. with each other and just seeing how you evolve. All right, let's move on to this last story because this is so wild. No, it's all good. This is just one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. So this is according to a report out of the UK, and there was a mix-up that involved British nuclear subs almost kicking off an international incident with Russia recently. So the UK Navy, they were scanning for sounds of enemy activity underwater, and they thought that they heard Russian drone subs. So they heard this twice, and the alerts went up. They started freaking out. They thought Russia was dropping listening devices on the ocean floor so they could track Britain's nuclear subs. But after they analyzed the sounds, now they think that it might have been something else. They think it was actually whale farts that they heard. Now, they have been mistaken for enemy subs before, so this isn't like a one-time deal. I guess someone in the military says they're studying the data. They're still taking it seriously, but they currently think it was just a gassy whale and nothing else at this point.
You're telling me the UK is like, oh my god, there's the Russians about to attack underwater, but really it was just a big old whale fart.
We're under attack. Oh no, maybe we're not. I mean, Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Sometimes strangers, you come across the wrong one and they are in a mood and you are going to be on the receiving end of their tantrum. And it sounds like that's what happened to you, Steph.
I got yelled at actually by a stranger.
What happened?
So Saturday we went to the Arts District and we went into one of these really nice vintage high fashion stores. And it said right on the door when we walked in, no food or drink. And I had a latte with me. And I was like, oh, darn it. Let me just stand out here, finish my drink real quick. I'll meet with you guys inside. So I'm finishing my drink and I noticed there's no public trash cans like outside of this plaza that we were in. So I'm looking around trying to find a place to throw away my empty latte drink. And I saw a taco shop. I'm like, oh, I'll just walk into this taco shop real quick, throw away my trash, go back out and go into the store. So I do that. I walk in real quick. It's right next to the door. Put my latte in. Trash closes. The door walks up behind me. I close it. And then I'm walking to the store and the owner of the taco shop comes out. And you could tell it's the owner just by the way he's speaking, just by the way his presence. And he goes, hey, you can't be using my trash can for outside food. I'm like, whoa. Okay. He goes, too many people use my trash can. He was like pointing at me, like lecturing me. Too many people use my trash can. I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, do you want me to go out and get it and go from the trash can? He goes, don't do it again. And I walk away. I'm like, darn, he must have gone through some things with other people, but I'm the one that has to get the bad end of it.
Yeah, like when someone scolds you in public too, I don't know if anyone saw it, like that's kind of embarrassing. But I mean, okay, I kind of understand where he's coming from. I don't think you had any malintent. You're literally like, you could have been like so many other people who would have just left it down on the ground and threw it away. And here you are trying to find a trash can. I do know, like when I have my trash cans out, I've seen people like their dog poops and then I see them pick it up and they throw it in my trash can. Mm. And that drives me insane. That drives me crazy. Like, I get it. You're picking up your dog poop. Take it to your house and put it in your trash can.
Yeah, not in
yours. I don't want it in mine.
What's so maybe wrong with that's that?
Because I don't want your dog's poop in my trash can. But it's going to smell up my trash can. It's going to smell it up. You think that it's just a free-for-all?
I do it all the time.
Well, you're the kind of person I don't like.
And that's why you guys don't live next to each other.
So what did you do? Did he just go back inside or what?
So he went back inside and then my sister actually was coming in after me to check in on me just to make sure I'm good. And I'm like, I just got yelled at. And she goes, by who? She wants to defend me. She goes, by who?
Oh, no. She's like ready to go throw down.
I'm like, the taco shop guy. She goes, do you want me to say something? Like, no, we're not gonna go there, go at it with the taco shop guy. We're just gonna let it be and let it go. She goes, because I'll go over there and I'll fight with him.
I feel like you should have gone there for lunch and then see how if he would have been nice to you, you know, like the whole kill him with kindness vibe, like do something really nice and see if all of a sudden his demeanor changes to you, like, oh, now you're a paying customer. Feel free to use my trash can. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel bad because I feel like maybe because the area that we were in was a little rough and maybe the people, like maybe some homeless people use this trash can too much. So I get it that what his rules are, but put up a sign. Put up a sign.
Did you look rough? Did you have like a rough looking outfit on?
I looked like the Rough Riders when I was looking in there.
It's Mix 94.1.